This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly report for the 4th of January, 2019. First weekly update or perspective for the new year. Quote, money is only a tool. It will take you wherever you wish, but it will not replace you as the driver. Ayn Rand. Thought that'd be a good one to start this year with. And let's get right with the end of the year update as far as the metals across the board. Shout out to Bob Johnson of Gold Sheet email. He's been doing this for years, does a fine job, and you can get this information for free. So reading across the board here, aluminum was off 16% for the year, cobalt off 26% for the year, copper about 17%, lead about 19%. Moly was the big winner of 62% up for the year. Nickel off 13%, tin about flat off about 2%, and zinc off about 24%. Gold was off for the year 1.6%. Palladium, as probably everyone that follows metals knows, was the big winner this year, 19% up for the year. Platinum was off 14% for the year. Silver off 8.5% for the year, and the gold-silver ratio increased by 7.6%. The HUI, XAU, and dollars, both the gold indexes, the HUI and XAU, were off 16.5% and 17.1% respectively. Dollar was only up 4.2%. Crude oil off 23%, heating oil off 18%, natural gas was flat, and gasoline was off 26%, and the oil indexes were off, as you can see on the screen. Looking at the markets in general, Apple plunged on a sales warning from China. There's, Apple has obviously fallen short of expectations and the stock took a big hit. The indexes are failing as they're hitting overhead resistance levels. This is typical. I do believe we're probably in a bear market. The treasury yields fell to yearly lows as bond prices moved the opposite direction. They moved up. Gold and the yen benefited as safe haven buying continues. And December factory gauge has the biggest drop in 2 years. So this is very big for the physical economy, for those that pay attention to not only what the market's numbers are, which are not that significant in my view, meaning that the physical economy is what we really have to look at. And of course, this gauge showing a big drop, that is a huge warning as far as I'm concerned. And all of a sudden, and this is kind of tongue-in-cheek all of a sudden, because I've been saying this for quite some time, the fundamentals are not looking that strong across the board. If you look at stock markets across the board, they really aren't. And again, I think that we are probably in a bear market for equities across the world. There's always exceptions, and there is rotation and everything else. But as we all know, gold is the most negatively correlated asset. So we will see more money coming into gold in 2019. I do believe it's going to be a good year for gold. Silver, precious metals, maybe some of the commodities, very favorable to the agricultural sector, but not much else. And we just published the Morgan Report this weekend. It's due on the first Monday of every month, which is the 7th of January. And the first article up is Mitch Shedlock. And this is an article, What Can Possibly Go Wrong, talking about the debt in the globe going from $184 trillion to $247 trillion in the second quarter of 2018. Start at the United States, and what you see is total debt as a percent of GDP is 256, which means that the total GDP, our debt is 2.5 times that. If you go to Germany, it's 1.7 times. You go to Japan, it's nearly 4 times. So that means everything that you manufacture in Japan, all the economic activity, their debt is 4 times greater than that. China, 2.5 times. So everything that's made, done in China, all production, their debt is 2.5 times larger than that. So this is the situation that exists, as he says, what could go wrong, and I'll leave it at that. And I know I might get criticized for bringing this debt problem up over and over, but it really is a big problem. And on the same theme, leverage to the hilt, the world has a $264 trillion problem. If a steady tightening of global central bank liquidity created havoc in equity markets in the closing months of 2018, imagine what it might do to the global debt markets in 2019. It's worth reading this article. I might term this the everything bubble has popped. It may have popped. This is the everything is plunging. Stocks, yields, dollar tumble as ISM and Apple panic spreads. So we can see this chart of the Dow. This is from Zero Hedge, which I usually quote every week. And I won't read it to you, but as the title of the article is really all you need to know. I think you should read the article, but you can see what the Treasury yields are looking like, and it is not looking good out there. Again, this is the year to begin. If you're not already invested in the precious metals, or if you're underweighted, certainly have a good look at them. I do think that this is going to be a year. In fact, I won't even say think. I know this is going to be the year where you want to be in the resource side, particularly in the most valuable part, which is the precious metals. Another theme that I've stressed over 2018 and before that, really, and that is the de-dollarization, another Zero Hedge article, why these five nations are backing away from the buck. And most of you that follow this work know that China, Russia, several countries, the BRICS in particular, have made a move to really move away from the dollar as much as possible. The article goes into Iran, Russia, as I just mentioned, and why they're doing so. And this, of course, is something that most in the mainstream really never address, but it's very important to know, especially those that follow the gold sector know that both China and Russia have been importing a great deal of gold, as well as India, and this continues unabated. And moving on to gold, silver, and a little bit about the Morgan Report's new issue for January. I just want to read a few headlines. U.S. Mint American Eagle 2018 gold silver coin sales at 11-year lows. To me, this is a good sign, meaning capitulation. People pretty much given up on gold and silver. As of what I just read, the coin sales are off substantially. And this is usually a sign of a bottom. So I'm pretty bullish going forward. Gold will rise as stock market bubble is pricked, according to Eric Sprott, one of the largest fund managers of Canada. He's now retired and he works as the CEO of Kirkland Lake, which is one of the best holdings that we recommend the Morgan Report. It just keeps going up and up and up, and our members are pretty happy about that. Roland Manley, Russia's central bank gold buying may now extend to international markets. And a non sequitur, this is from the New York Sun, Trump should take on the Fed. I'm going to be doing a podcast with Dave from the X22 report regarding the possibility of the Fed being challenged during the Trump administration. I think this is a very interesting topic that not too many have discussed or are willing to discuss, but I'll bring him on my podcast here in the not too distant future. So stay tuned for that. And lastly, for gold, before saying a little thing about silver, again from the New York Sun, watch for, quote, in the money we trust, end quote, on public broadcasting. Coming soon to public television station near you is a documentary favoring the gold standard. If that seems improbable, it may be from underestimating the determination of Steve Forbes. He's the author of the book, quote, unquote, Money, on which the film is based. The book is about how, in the words of its subtitle, the destruction of the dollar threatens the global economy and what can be done about it. So I'll keep you abreast of this from these podcasts. And moving on to silver news, I'll just read the headlines. Ingestible capsule powered by silver oxide battery. Black silver holds promise of more efficient solar cells and powerful sensors. Silver and seaweed attack biofilms. Silver's industrial demand remains strong. Artificial nerve cell using silver moves artificial intelligence forward. And the Royal Canadian Mint offers 5-ounce silver polar bear coin. And finally, let me talk a bit about the Morgan Report and close out. For this month in January, we've covered several things. Our outlook for 2019 with the metals and also what's going on in the economic situation vis-a-vis the Fed primarily. But what I wanted to stress on this update for the first one in January 2019 is it's a good time to consider a subscription to the Morgan Report. In this new issue that will be released on Monday, the 7th of January, I'm doing this on the 4th, we have a new gold company with some pretty interesting results. Remember that 32.2 grams per ton is equal to 1 ounce of gold per ton. Those type of grades are unimaginable these days, although they do exist from time to time. So I'm going to read you some drill results. And for those that understand gold mining, they may pique your interest. I'm going to give the widths as well. So And this is a very shortened list. I didn't try to cherry pick. I might have gone for the high ones, but pretty much across the board, this is what they have received so far. 5 meters at 15.3 grams per ton gold. That's about half an ounce a ton. 2 meters at 64 grams per ton. That's about 2 ounces a ton. Let's find a weak one here. 9 meters at 8.2 grams per ton. Remember, most gold mines today are mining about 1.5 to 2.5 grams per ton. So even at 8 grams per ton, it's like three times as good as a lot of gold mines that exist today. Oh, the last one here, I'll just pick one that's low. 7.3 meters at 13.7 grams per ton gold. Now that is in the section in this one area that is underground situation, whereas what I'm going to read you now is another part of what this company owns, because they own more than one project or potential project, I should say. And this would be more amenable to an open pit situation. But here we have still grades that are well above average. 14 meters at 2.8 grams per ton. So that's about average, what I said, at the higher end. 4 meters at 9.7 grams, 15 meters at 4 grams, 9 meters at 4.8 grams, 2.6 meters at 7.8 grams. This is below the pit, so the pit design could be extended. I won't speak for the company. But these are very, very good situation. It would give an after-tax internal rate of return of probably over 90%. We're not making this stuff up. We just report it and bring it to our members. The advantages of gold mining companies is that you get a lot of leverage in gold, but I always stress you should have physical metal first. And if that's the only place you go, that's a great place to be. You don't have to move into a higher risk reward situation. But as I've asked members in the past, would you like to own a gold coin, or would you like to own a goose that lays the golden egg, that lays a gold egg over and over and over again? And that's potentially what you have if you get the correct information to make the correct decision to buy the correct companies at the right time. Now is the right time as far as I'm concerned. I'll leave it at that. Remember, there is nothing more powerful than the truth. Let me wish everyone a happy, prosperous, and wonderful, peaceful 2019. I will be back with you next week.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.